We were talking about funerals last week after I went to one that I didn't think was right because it was kind of a comedy funeral. And we got onto the subject that loads of people have got ideas about what they want at their funeral. We had loads and loads of people texting in. I, to be honest, have never thought about this before at all. But it seems that everyone apart from me has kind of at least thought about they want and what they want and, you know, what music they want played and everything, but not me.
But not you.
No.
So this is where I come in as a true friend. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So I had some ideas for you.
All right. On my behalf.
On your behalf, and I made a few calls.
Funeral home.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if you could help me. I'm calling about my friend Scott.
Your friend who?
My friend Scott. Well, he's actually an ex-friend now. I suppose he's no more, ceased to be, shuffled off his mortal coil, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
He's passed on.
What's Scott's last name?
Mills.
Okay.
And I'm in charge of planning his funeral, and he's left a number of things he would want at his funeral.
Okay.
One of the things he wanted was his teeth to be donated to medical science.
His teeth?
His teeth. They were the newest part of his body. They were really, really white, and they're really expensive, so he didn't actually want them to stay in him. He wanted them to go to a good home.
I assume they've been capped because they're new.
Oh, honestly, they were so white. Well, they still are white. They're very, very white. So, yeah. They have been, yeah.
I have the same thing. Mine don't sound as white as his.
Right.
But,
do you want
mine
them?
Mine are older. But they're ground to fit his teeth. They wouldn't be of any use to anybody else.
Okay.
And I don't know of anybody that does that.
Okay, I'll put a cross next to that one. Now, is there any way he can be preserved? Like stuffed?
Stuffed?
Yeah.
No. Not to my knowledge. I mean, I...
So he couldn't be stuffed and electrical things fitted so that we could work him?
No.
Because he kind of liked the idea of still being able to be moved and sort of give a speech at his own funeral afterwards kind of thing. Maybe, you know, sitting up out of the coffin. Sometimes you want funerals to be fun, don't you?
Scott obviously is gone, and I think the survivors have to do what they're most comfortable with.
Well, that's why, because, you know, what are the three letters at the beginning of funeral?
Oh, yeah, they're fun. How old is your friend Scott?
He was born in 1966.
Oh, wow, it's young. What happened to him?
Well, it was tragic. It was a freak sunbed accident. One minute he was there, thought he programmed it for 10 minutes. Actually, he'd done it for 100, and he was tanned to death.
Too bad.
Very sad. How he would have wanted to go, though, I know that for a fact. Finally, as regards getting somebody to play at his funeral, a song, would that be possible?
Sure.
Okay, do you know Elton John?
Yep.
Do you have Elton John's number?
No.
Because Scott's written a version of Candle in the Wind about himself, so he would just love the fact if I could get Elton John...
I don't happen to have a piano or an organ here, but I mean, I can get, you know, a portable electric piano.
It would mean a lot to him if we could get hold of Elton John.
Don't look to me for help. I have no idea who you'd call or where you'd go.
But that you can do that as part of an arrangement for me.
No, I've never run into it.
Even if I told you some of the lyrics that he'd written, it's quite moving.
I've got family pulling in, so I'm going to have to leave you, but...
It goes, Goodbye, treacle, you were the man who made us smile. You helped us on the big drive home, and you made our lives worthwhile. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. Made it only Blay Friday, weekdays 4 to 7. But your voice will always be here if we subscribe to your podcast. Your candle faded long before your suntan ever will. It needs a bit of work, and I don't sing it very well, so that's why I want Elton to do it. Is he gone? Radio 1. I'm not sure.